Somebody look around. Here's a little boy in a wheelchair. Here's a lady in a wheelchair. Look at the prayer cards. You got prayer cards? Well, you don't need any now. You don't need it. You just look this way and believe anyhow. You haven't got a prayer card. That has nothing to do with it. See? You just believe with all your heart, sonny. You, sister, you're going to walk away and be well, giving praise to God. Durban, South Africa, after the Holy Spirit had moved on the platform, we made one call and we made one prayer. How many of you know that F.F. Bosworth, the saintly, godly old saintly man? They estimated 25,000 miracles taking place at one time. The next morning I heard something saying, only believe. I looked out and heard some seven bandloads, big bandloads of crutches and wheelchairs and boards and things that packed them in on. Going down the street, the people that was on them the day before, going down the street through the streets of Durban saying, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. 30,000 raw heathens at one time gave their life to Jesus Christ. That's 10 times bigger than Pentecost. The Lord is here, friends. All right, 7, 8, 9, 10, move over here if you can, if you walk. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, where's that? I didn't see it. 14, prayer card 14 here, all right, 15. I want you to get in one because it don't you miss your turn. All right, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20, 21. How many got? Well, we got the hall full right now. We have to pray before we went. We fix some more just a minute. All right. Can you hear me all right with the microphone like that? Sometimes if the Holy Spirit should anoint, I don't know how loud I'm talking or how low I'm talking. So now I want to say to you, if we will do it, if the Holy Spirit, here's a place now, here's a place, where we have got to say, God has got to recognize His Word being preached the truth, or it's an error. And if this Bible is an error, there is no God. Do you Christians realize where I stand? Now, not only here to maybe 200 or about 200 people, you're supposed, but up in the world there's 40, 50,000 of them. 100,000, 500,000. Stand with the heathens, millions of people throughout the nations is going to hear about what happens. Stand there before witch doctors, and then stand there to challenge you on every move you make. Better know what you're talking about. But the God of Elijah still lives today. Prove me, says God. Right? He hasn't changed. If he has, then he's mortal like I am. Just lives a little longer. But God is infinite. You believe that?
Yeah.
Omnipotent. Omnipotent. Omnipresent. Hallelujah. That's no disgrace to holler hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise our God. He do all praise. All right. Now, if some of the ushers and some forth. Now, notice just a moment. Now, I take every soul in here under the control of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what happens, sit still. Now, sometimes it becomes very strange if any of you have been to meetings. Now, just be reverent. Keep your place. No matter what takes place, sit still. The Holy Spirit is in charge. Now, submit yourself to God. Commit your spirits to God. And you out there in the audience now that will not be in the prayer line, you start like this, saying, Lord God, Creator of the heavens and earth, send thy blessings upon me, thy servant, and help me. and let me touch your garment. Help me to take away my unbelief. If Satan should come by me and put unbelief around me, take it away, Father. I'm going to watch for the word that's been preached because I know that's the scripture. I'm going to lay my church doctrine over to one side just for a moment. I'm going to walk right up to you, God, and say, this, if you believe it, that's the truth in the Bible. Follow the scriptures and see if that isn't true. The promises, the works of the Holy Spirit. Sirs, we would see Jesus. And now remember, tomorrow night, the services come early, and we'll pick up some more of the prayer cards tomorrow night, maybe get some more tonight. It doesn't matter about the prayer cards. The prayer cards has nothing to do with it. See? Not a thing. It's just getting somebody up here to talk to after preaching. I stay in the room and lay before the Lord till I feel His presence and see the light. How many see my picture of it? I got it. Well, it's here. See? The science has proved it. If I die tonight, the millions around the world, better than, I guess, 10, 20 million people I preach to, indirect or direct, they have known it to be so. The scientific world come and took the picture of it several times. It hangs in Washington, D.C. It's truth. My testimony is truth of Jesus Christ. If I go tonight, now be reverent. Everybody real reverent. Now, and don't take no pictures of flash pictures at this time because the Holy Spirit is alive. How many knows that? How many knows that the angel that led Moses through the wilderness was Christ? The angel of the covenant, sure it was. Jesus said, I come from God and I go to God. That's why he said before Abraham was, I am. That was God speaking out. And when Paul was on his road down to Damascus, what was it? Struck him a light. He put his eyes out. I come from God, I go to God. That life in the church brings forth the same life that was there. Same words, same signs, same wonders, same miracles. Same thing, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. God be blessed forevermore. You, my friends, I've never met you more than this. At the day of the judgment, we'll meet. That's one meeting we're going to be there. Christ, the Son of God, His Spirit, is moving into this room. I suppose this man and I, probably born miles apart, years apart, never seen him, first time we've ever met, as far as I know. We're strangers to one another. Is that right, sir? It is. Just raise up your hand so that people can see. We've never met before in life. Now, can you put your hands down? All right. I do not know him. I've never seen him. He's just a man. I'm a man. He's standing there crying and thanking Jesus, perceiving that he is a Christian. I don't know him. As many people say, thank you, Jesus, it's not a Christian. The rain falls on the just and unjust. By their fruits you know them. He might be here for some sickness. If I could heal him and wouldn't do it, I'm not worthy to stand here as a minister. If I could help that man in any way, if he is sick, if I wouldn't do it, then I'm a hypocrite. Professing Christ and not enough mind about me to try to help the man that God sent me to help. But I cannot heal him. If he's sick, God's already healed him when he died at Calvary. I say, did you save last night? No. I saved 10 years ago. No, my brother. You were saved 1900 years ago. When Jesus died at Calvary, you were saved. You just accepted it. You just accepted it then, see. The way he's already paid for healing and for salvation. You just, your faith is accepted. Now to bring the presence of the Holy Ghost here to heal is to manifest him, and you can see working through his church just like he did. Now, let's take a scripture that I talked on tonight. Simon Peter, the first one, was a man. He came to Jesus. Jesus said, you are Simon. You're the son of Jonas, so forth. Begin to talk to him. Now if he's the same Jesus, if this man is here for himself, the sickness, might be financial trouble, might be domestic trouble. I don't know. He might be just a deceiver standing here. If it is, watch what happens to him. If he just make him out like he is, watch what happens. See if they don't pack him out. Now we're not playing church, friends. This is church. This is God's house now. It's a courtroom, of course, of God's justice. Now the Word of God is at stake. Not my word, His word. Now, if I should turn and say something to this man and tell him something about him that he knows that I don't know, there has to be some way I have to know it. Is that right? There has to be some spiritual something because we've never met before. Now, is that the way Jesus did in his day? Proving he was Messiah? Then if he's the same yesterday and forever, let him perform his work now. Then all of you believe. If he believes, now I don't know if he will do it. I don't say that he will. If he doesn't, I'll speak to the man. He doesn't do it. The only thing I can do is pray for him, lay hands on him, let him go. That's all I can do. Then the rest of you believe with all your heart. We'll trust God to do it. Now, Lord, from here, it's to you now, Father. It's beyond man. I preached your word just as clean and clear as I know it. Now, from here on, Father God, it's for you. I commit myself to thee as your servant. Work, speak, see, do whatever you wish, Lord. Do your servant here and all your servants is present. Manifest yourself among us, for we are your people and we love you. And we are sure that you raised up from the dead. God raised you up. And you're alive tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit living in us, doing the same as you did 1900 years ago when you walked in Galilee. It's your promise. Let the Gentiles see that your words are true, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For Jesus' sake, amen. Just the only thing I ask, sir, is for you just to speak or answer as I speak to you. And then let you be the judge. If God knows what you have been or something that you know back there, then if that's true, you'll be the judge of it. Then if he knows what has been, surely we could tell what will be. We could believe it. That's only reason. But now, I stop thinking that. I'm not trying to read the man's mind. Now that, come on, don't do that. I'm not. I don't even have to look at him. I remember, who knows every thought? The Bible said that he quicker, sharper than a two-edged sword, even to the mire of the bone, and a discerner of the thoughts of the mind. Amen. Jesus perceived their thoughts. That's the Spirit of God. The man has something wrong with his legs that he wants prayed for. Soreness in his legs. That's saying so long. That's true. It is true. All right. Now, do you believe? You said better than you guess that. No, I never. Let's talk to him a little more. Now, I don't know what he said, but if whatever, see, if I'm looking at you and seeing you somewhere else. See, it's a vision. Jesus said, I can do only as the Father shows me. Yeah, I see something in his legs. Then he's got something on his arms or body, cancer, skin cancer. I see a woman up here. It's his wife. She's in the meeting. She's sick too. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with her?
Yes.
Will you believe it?
Yes.
Gallbladder her trouble. Thank exactly you. Right. You believe God knows who you are? Mr. Gregory.
Thank
return
you.
Home and be made well as Jesus Christ heals you and makes you well. You believe? That's the Holy Spirit. Spirit, I've never seen the man in my life. Let's see this man. I guess there's nobody in here at all that I know of. But it's hidden. Now that man, everywhere he was with that little baby, received his sight. And now he's a married woman with a baby. That's the way it happened. The cancer ridden, the blind, the deaf, the dumb. That's the way it happened. It's the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, that man sat down as a woman, got up, gave him his seat. You believe God can heal you, sister? Right there in front of the man sitting here. There, give him a seat. You don't have to come here. Just stay right there. Go home. The cancer is going to leave you. Your faith made you whole. See, the blessing on the man from that heals you also as you pass by. What did she touch? Tell me what she touched. She touched the high priest. Not me. I'm 30 feet away from her. But she was praying.
Thank you, Lord.
Have faith. Presence of God. Now, lady, you believe with all your heart.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is another picture like it was in the days of the Bible when our Lord met a woman. A woman at the well.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, we are two human beings, as they were.
Thank you, Jesus.
But just different human beings. But the Spirit of God remains just the same.
Thank you, Jesus.
It doesn't change. Do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one that talked to the woman, that His Spirit is here now? All right. Now, if God is the same, and I don't know what you're here for, but He knows, and if He will reveal what you're here for, then you will believe Him and accept as your healer. I'm aware of his trouble, and you've got to grow on your right side.
Amen.
That's right.
Glory to God.
You've got an enlarged heart.
Thank you, Lord.
The trouble you have with your head.
Thank you, Lord.
Is someone appearing by? It's your husband.
Well,
he's here now.
Right.
If God can tell me what his trouble is, you believe me?
Yes, sir.
He's nervous, one thing, but he's got heart trouble and stomach trouble.
Amen.
Right. This is Colbert from down to see you. Georgia, return back to your home. You're both well. You're going to be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. What did he touch? It was his connection by his wife, believing. Believe, can you believe with all your heart? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. I know some of you might think that people's a little noisy. If that was you being healed, you'd be noisy too. Just believe on the Lord. Now this woman standing here is a total stranger to me. I've never seen her in my life. We are strangers to one another, I suppose, lady. Right? But do you believe that the Lord Jesus can reveal to me what you're here for, your trouble, or something in that manner? Would you believe him? You are very sick. You're suffering with a liver trouble called the cirrhosis of the liver. That is true. That make you believe? If God will tell me who you are, will it make you believe more? Miss Hollis? There's some connection with this woman. I see her as a little girl playing with somebody that looks... Some relation, you're something, you're a sister to Welch Evans. That's exactly right. Where is he at? Somewhere. That's right. Wherever where you are, go be made well, sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've never seen a woman in my life, but I've seen a little boy. He cut something out of her hand standing under a tree. That's right. Many years ago. Believe with all your heart. Come, sister dear. This precious old mother standing here, I've never seen her. Not like my mother at home. Would I be a deceiver to a poor woman like this, godly, saintly looking old mother standing here, think of my own mother at home? Mother, if I could do anything for you, I would do it, but I can't. I'm a man. But you're standing in the presence of not me, your brother, but the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you something. You're aware that something's going on.
Oh, yes.
Now, I want to ask you, as a sister in Christ, a real sweet, humble feeling, isn't it? Because that light settled all. If that's right, raise your hand so people can see. Now, the woman, she's not here for herself.
No.
She's standing here for somebody else. That's her son. He's got something wrong with his head, heart trouble, kidney trouble. He's had an operation. That's right. And you're worried about his spiritual condition. That thus saith the Lord. Amen. Believe now with all your heart. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, send my blessings upon the woman who I bless in Jesus' name. May she find it even as she has believed. Amen. So returning now happy, rejoicing, and believing with all your heart. God bless you, sister. Believe with all that's in you. Are you believing? Have faith in God. Jesus said, have.
All right. Now, we'll begin the prayer line. How many in here are strangers to me that I do not know you or know anything about you? Raise up your hand. Down the prayer line, every one of you. How many got out there now? 50? Be hard to get them through. We will not stop just to discern on each one, but the people might understand. No. We'll get just as many through as we possibly can. You out there pray. Now, just take all your wearies and things and cast them over to the side. This is that moment, friends, that you stood and waited for. Now, I'm a feast right now, because from here on, it can't be me. What if Jesus was standing here wearing this suit that he had Brother Palmer to give me? What if he had on this suit? And this woman was standing before him. And she'd say, sir, I'm sick. Will you heal me? You know what his answer would be? Child, I did that when I died for you back there at the cross. Is that right? Well, now the only thing he could do was make some kind of sign to let her know, say something to her, that he would let her know that it was him. Is that right? Now, I don't know nothing about her, but by a gift I surrender myself to him, and he speaks through my lips. God doesn't have any lips but yours and mine. He doesn't have any ears or eyes but mine and yours. You know that? We are the branches. He's just the vine. The vine doesn't bear fruit, the branches. See? He's here to form a spirit. He will come physically someday in a corporal body. But now he's spirit in his church. At that day you'll know that I'm in the Father, you and me and I and you and he and so forth. See? That day you'll know it's been I and my Father working in you. God in us. Now, if he is the same as he was then, and giving his last call to the Gentiles, remember, that settled the Jewish dispensation. As it had years of theology and teaching, now the church has had them years, the Gentiles, now it's coming to their end. Now here's a case tonight, exactly of St. John, the fourth chapter. A man and a woman meet, and God wants to show to the Samaritans that he is God, and that's his Messiah. Now, the Messiah is the Holy Spirit, not me. I understand that. I'm a man, just like you. But the Messiah is the one that's here, the supernatural one. But each one of you has got part of him in you. See? That's the Messiah. Now, by gift, it has to come somewhere. Now, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and this woman standing here and has a need, I don't know, her need might not be as that woman's was. I don't know what her need is. But if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he wants you all to believe in him and know that he's the same, like he wanted the Samaritans to know, he had performed the same thing that he did then. Is that reasonable? Is that, and that's not only reasonable, that's what the Scripture said he would do. Now, here I've never seen the woman in my life. If I did, I didn't know her. Now, this is our first time meeting. You don't know me. She said she didn't. I didn't know her, but she was back out at the service Friday night out there. Of course, I would never know just somebody sitting back in the meeting. I don't know nothing about her. Never seen her. Had no idea. She might be having domestic trouble at home. She might not even be married. She may be, she might be standing there just as a deceiver. See? She might be standing there as a, she's saying thank you, Jesus. That don't mean she's a Christian. I've heard hypocrites say that. A lot of times, go out and take another man's wife home with him. Sure, and say thank you, Jesus. Certainly. That don't mean nothing. You got to be born to the Spirit of God. Has something in here that makes you Christian. She might be standing for someone else. Who is she? Where'd she come from? Who knows? God knows that. I don't. But now, if the Holy Spirit is here, as I say He is, I want you to listen to this, mother, young lady, all of you here. Listen. If Jesus Christ has raised from the dead and can prove that He's alive, then every one of His promises can be made just as true to you tonight as it was to them in Galilee. But is He alive? That's the next thing. Now, Jesus said this generation would receive the sign of Jonah as the resurrection. Now, is He alive? Is this Jesus we're talking about? We know He was crucified, died, buried. The Jews said He was stole away, but is He alive? He said He would be. He'd come back again in the form of the Holy Ghost. Be with us and do the same work, working through us to the end of the consummation of the age. Now, if He is, He'll act the same way. He wouldn't do anything different. Now, the only thing I can do is submit myself to His gift. And then, see what He says. Now, if He will do such, both laying out their hands up in the Bible, laying here we've never met in our life. And many of you out there, no doubt, God will go right out there tonight. If you'll believe, He'll say, you do this. You say, Lord Jesus, I have a need in my heart. I know that preacher don't know me. Someone was telling me last night when they went by, so they said, I know that man didn't know me. He had no way of knowing me. Certainly I do not. But God does know you. He knows you before the world ever was founded. He knows you. He knows every flea would be on the earth and how many times his daddy died. He's intimate. He knows the end from the beginning. Now, if He wouldn't act a different way, He'd have to act the same way. You say, Brother Bam, you're stalling for something. I am. Exactly right. If He don't come, I'll just have to leave here. I'll just pray for the sick. I'm totally helpless. I've got to wait for Him. How many have seen the picture of it? They got pictures in Washington, D.C. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take in the Holy Spirit every soul that's set in presence for the kingdom of God's sake. Obey what you're told. From henceforth it'll be Him. Let the audience know this. If I never see you again until the resurrection, the Spirit, the life, the pillar of fire, the same one that led the children of Israel, that you see on that picture, it'll show the same sign. That was Jesus. He was in Him the pillar of fire. How many know that? Before Abraham was, I am. I am at the burning bush. If He acted like that in a man, He's here now. That same pillar of fire isn't 2 foot from where I'm standing right now. And that's true. Now what He does, I don't know. God bless you. Sometimes it makes me completely unconscious, nearly, if I try to get this whole prayer on. But if I don't see Him over this side of the river, I'll see on the other side one of these days. God bless you. God be with you. My Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to Thee. Thank You for coming. We know the meeting's all in Your control now. And I pray that You'll take Your humble servant, I, Your servant, to use my eyes and lips, Your servants out there with their ears and hearts to hear and to see. And through us together, working together, all of us, may the power of God take full control of this meeting. May there not be a sinner be able to leave the building without being saved. May no one that hasn't got the Holy Ghost, may they be filled tonight with the Spirit of all churches, denominations. May every sick person, every afflicted person be healed. We commit it to you now. Speak from henceforth, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Be just as reverent as you can. Now I speak to the woman. Our Lord met the woman at the well, and I'm doing the same thing here that he did there. He talked to her just a moment because I've been preaching. What was he trying to do? The Father had sent him up there. He had a need to go by Samaria. He did nothing until the Father showed him. St. John 5:19. Then he went to Samaria. Then he didn't know what to do. This woman come out. He just waited. He began to talk to her. Said, "Woman, bring me a drink." She said, "It's not customary if you ask Samaritan stuff, you're a Jew." He said, "But if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink." The conversation went on until he found where her trouble was. That's the same thing I'm trying to do now by his Spirit. Find what's wrong here. What are you doing standing here? You'll be the judge whether it's right or not. I don't know, but if he tells me, you know whether it's right or not. And then when he found the trouble, her trouble was immoral. Said, "Go get your husband, come here." She said, "I have no husband." He said, "You said right. You've had time. The one you're now living with is not your husband." She said, "Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. We know, we Samaritans, we know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. But I don't know who you are." He said, "I'm he." Now, if you're a woman of the United States, do you believe the Messiah would do the same thing today? Are you taught to believe that? And believe it would do the same thing? I believe that. Now, you're aware that something is going on. It's the angel of the Lord coming between you and I, settling to you. The woman is suffering with something wrong in her breast. That's true. If that's right, raise your hand. Now you see, you don't see it. Now do you believe? That's the Spirit. Now, she's a wonderful person. She's a Christian. A real Christian. Now she's a lovely person to deal with. Let's talk to the woman just a moment. See what the Holy Spirit will say. Then the next one, we just pray for a few so we get the line through. Then you start praying out there, every one of you. It has me. Just start praying. Say, "God, that man doesn't know me, but let me touch your garment and you use his lips and speak back. Then I'll be assured that the Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, giving his final sign to the Gentile church, the called out church, a separated group like Abraham and his group." Now, sister, I don't know what I said. See, whatever it is, it's on the table. Whatever it was right, wasn't it? Now, I have no way of knowing you. I wouldn't know you from anyone. But that's the only way. There's something supernatural here now that knows you. See, you're aware of that. You think it is the Lord Jesus? You think it's his Spirit speaking through me? That's just what you do. Thank you. Yes, I see it's the woman. The trouble. She's back again now. It's in her breast. Right. And she's got trouble with her stomach. She's got trouble with your heart. Trouble with your throat. Excited. I didn't guess that. The Holy Spirit says she revealed. No, she knows who that's right or not. She raises her hand solemnly. That's true. Now you know that there's something here, some spirit that knows that woman. Coming from the Bible, a promise of God. Isn't he wonderful? You believe him now? I just let that settle down. I don't know you. God does. What if God would tell me who you are? He knows Simon Peter. He knows Philip. You think he knows you? Would that help you? Oh, Miss Taylor, go home. You're old and you're sick. The lily of the valley, the morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, he that was, which is, and shall come, the root and offspring of David. Oh, his majesty, his mercy, his goodness, the Holy Spirit of God, here at the platform. For your baby? Many suffer from the same disease. You bring it to the heart of it, well, and it'll be all right. You bring Father God, the baby's too little to have faith. May it be well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Don't doubt, the baby will live. Go home and be thankful to God now. Come, sister. How do you do? We're strangers to each other. You feel like coming somewhere I'm reading your mind. Don't do that. You're here to meet me. Here. Put your hand on mine, sister. Now, if God shows me out here what your trouble is, you raise your hand if it's true. You suffer with a lady's trouble, female trouble. That's right, raise up your hand. This lady here. Lady. Is that mind reading? You're healed now, sister. You go on back home. You don't have to come up that arch of line from Zundock L. Trouble in your back. Out on home saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing. If you can believe, you believe?
Amen.
Have faith now, don't doubt. All right? I don't know you. I'm a stranger to you. But if God will tell me about you, this is our first time meeting. But if God will tell me about you, you'll believe. You're God is hearing you. Never or go home and be well. The heart covers all life. Go right on it. The heart of the life believe you can believe. Will you believe it? The devil is going to put you on the bed with the white king. Go on home now. Bring it all to life. Be well. That's covering your kidney back. Go home. It's so easy. I'm going to be well. You bring all your money? Well, that will not be it. Everybody in the world, you bring it. Go home. You believe with all your mind? Just have faith in God. Believe. Don't doubt. Have faith in God. All right? You believe? You believe with all your heart? You want to stand out there? You believe God can talk to me about you standing there? I turn my head around because there's people out there praying and I'm trying to catch work with that. I want to talk to you just a minute. If God will tell me what your trouble is or where your trouble is or something, you'll believe with all your heart? You got nervousness? Heart trouble. That's right. Something wrong with your eye. Blow up on your right eye. That's right. You want to be healed. This time, go home and be well.
Now in the building, where the people are, I sent Billy this morning to give out prayer. He called, are you sick and needy? If God will reveal to me, like he did the woman at the well, and tell me what your trouble or something about you that you know that I don't know, would it make you have faith to believe God? Would it make the rest of you have faith? Is this our first time meeting? Or you've seen me before, but I'm a stranger to you. Is that right? All right. May the Lord God grant your request. Now, is it real or not?
Oh, all that intellectual religion. Balaam said, where's he at? Elijah on Mount Carmel said, where's Balaam? Where are you? Wake him up.
You don't have to wake Jesus. He's awake all the time. He's ever present, ever living, ever able. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God remains God. You believe your heart trouble is going to leave you and you're going to get well? You're not from here. You go back to Lexington and tell people what great things the Lord's done to you.
He'd go to the top of heads of people and never get a
large church and grab that quickly and know that the presence of the Holy Spirit is here. Somebody back in here, raise your hand. Was it you, lady? You believe God can tell me your trouble? The brother out on the end, I believe he said a while ago that. You believe, brother? You do? Then that skin trouble will leave you. You'll be all right. You believe it? You accept that it's being healed? Raise up your hand. Mm-hmm. All right. He's a stranger to me. You know that, Pat. A lady looking there praying looked at me and said, she's a stranger. You believe the high blood pressure is going to leave you? That's right, isn't it? Raise up your hand if that's right. All right. Have faith in God.
You see what I mean?
How about some of you people that know me? You got something on your heart. Raise your hand. There's so many of them. I can't make it. It just has to come. You know, it's your faith. Georgie Bruce, I'll tell you something. You're always trying to find something for somebody, Georgie. You're healed with a cancer. No question in your mind. The day that you come to this tabernacle and walked out that door, yonder, the Holy Spirit come up on me and told you right there some act that nobody in the world knows but you and God and another person. Is that right? That's right. You believe me, don't you, Georgie? You got something on your heart, Georgie. You believe God can tell me what's on your heart? Will that make the rest of you people that know me believe? Yeah. I know Georgie, but she's thinking of something. She's got two people that's away from here she's praying for. Both of them live in Carden. That's right. And she's got a person here, a man she's praying for. It's out here in the hospital. And you're praying not so much for his healing, but the salvation of his soul. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right. Is that right, Georgie? That's exactly right. Somebody way back there raised up her hand. Way back in the back, back in the... You, what about you? Would you raise up your hand? You're a stranger to me? This man sitting here looking at me? I don't know you. You believe me to be God's prophet? God's servant? You believe the Holy Spirit while I told the truth? You believe that? If you believe, that's the only thing you've got, because you're suffering with cancer. That's right. You're not from this city, you're from New Albany. That is right. And you got cancer. If you believe with all your heart, you'll get well. Will you accept it? Raise your hand. Blessed be the Lord.
Amen.
I believe that woman out there with the white-looking hat around her head, colored lady, raised her hand. I haven't had a colored person yet. You believe, lady? All right, sir. Believe with all your heart. You got heart trouble, stomach trouble, complications? Somebody brought you here this morning. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
That's right, isn't it, lady? That's right. Wave that handkerchief you got in your hand so the people see. I've never seen a woman in my life. Did you raise your hand? My stranger to you and you're stranger to me. You believe God knows me? Or God knows you? You believe He can tell me what's on your heart? You're praying for somebody. It's your father. Has heart trouble. That's right. And you're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thus saith the Lord. If you can believe.
Amen.
What about the little lady with her hand up like this? You believe? Your trouble is that rash on your hand, but you're praying for a grandchild. Right? The child's not normal. That's true, isn't it, lady? You believe with all your heart for it. When I said child, wait a minute. Oh, hang on. Your son had a car accident. Crippled. I don't know you, lady. Well, that's true. If that's right, raise your hand. Now who's here? Who is it? It ain't me. How can I do that?
Jesus.
Don't be numb of the spirit. Spiritual things, it's God here. That Holy Spirit you want. Do you believe it now? Do you believe it now? All right, then receive it now. Now's the time to receive it. Believe with all your heart. You that's sick or needy, I can heal. No man can heal. I can't give the Holy Spirit, but the one that can heal and give the Holy Spirit, he's here. He's the one who does it. Now bow your head. You believe right now as I pray for you in these handkerchiefs. Our Heavenly Father, as far as I know, I went through every one that was strangers. As far as I felt myself weakening and giving away, felt led that this is the time maybe that the elected has seen. May each and every one of them, Lord, that was called and permitted to be called by your Spirit, something, their faith, they had more faith than some of them, and they thought they had. They just begin in their hearts. And the woman touched his garment one time when he passed by. And he turned and said, "Who touched me?" And they said, "Well, everybody's touched." He said, "But I perceive I got weak." And he found the little woman and told her she had a blood issue. And her faith had healed her. And the Bible said that he's still a high priest today that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. The Scripture said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he be the same and the same high priest, he'll act the same and do the same. And may the people see that the Spirit-filled church is coming to a head. Christ is fixing to come and take his church. His last great signs, as it was the days of Sodom, who spoke, knowed Sarah, knowed he had a wife named Sarah, knowed her in the tent, laughed. He said, "That'll be a sign when you see that. Remember, that generation shall not pass until all be fulfilled." Here it is, we're at the end. Grant, Lord, that every sick person in here may know that the living Jesus Christ is present. May these handkerchiefs be blessed to every sick body that they go to. I condemn the devil for the people. I cast him. By the Spirit of God in faith, I cast away every shadow of doubt. May every person here that's ordained to eternal life receive it this hour. May every superstition, every little quench, every little thing of the world, every little weight, as the Bible said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, that we might run with patience the race that's set before us. Looking to what? To the church? To the organization? To the author and finisher of our faith,
amen,
which is here now, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Looking to him, who we don't have to take words that we know that's true, but yet them words is made real to us this morning. That same Jesus that died is not dead. He's rose again, and 2,000 years later, he's bringing his church to a head. The spirit of Judas is working among them. But may they lay aside every summon box and everything this hour and receive him. May they hear, which they have through the sermon. May they recognize now that the very words that they heard has been made manifest, and they recognize it, that it's Christ. And may now they act upon it, receive it, rise to their feet, give testimony, and go into the kingdom of God by being filled with the Holy Ghost. May the sick be healed. May the afflicted be healed. May every heart's desire be made right.
Amen.
Grant it, Almighty God. Now with your head bowed, your heart's open, just give yourself a season of prayer. Just before I get the baptismal service coming.
Yes.
Just before this. There will be another service tonight. Now, remember, don't let this opportunity pass. I've been here now for 2.5 hours or more. Trying to just take my time and bring in the gospel and lay it in just perfectly. Then we come right down to the end. And the very text here, recognize, act. Don't let it pass over your head. You've heard it.
Do you recognize that His presence is here? Do you know it's Him that's calling you? Then step on Him. God be with you. Have a season of prayer. Let me have a new thing.
A little bit of prayer, Father.
Hey.
Just go here. Tonight, before we've ever had a healing service, before there's been a prayer called, get out. I don't say this, and God knows that my Bible in hand to Him. I don't say this to be smart, to be different, but for the kingdom of God's sake, that Phoenix might always remember that the message that I preach to him is the truth from God's Word and God's Spirit here to back up every word that I'm saying. If he does it, then I've told the truth. A man getting up from a wheelchair, that could be mental healing. You know that. That could be mental healing. It would be impossible, you talk of a miracle, for something to happen here, for the Holy Spirit to go among this people who I don't know and reveal something that they ought to do or something about them. Why, it would be a million times greater miracle. For we even know by doctor's records that many times hundreds of people that's been in wheelchairs for years get up and walk away and things like that. Sure, mental healing. Christian Science has it. But when it comes to a real miracle, it goes over the head of people who are supposed to be spiritual. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under the power of the Holy Ghost. You, I challenge you tonight. I don't know how many trips I'll ever make to Phoenix. This may be it. I don't know. It may come 100 times more. I hope so. But I may not live any longer. You may not live. There's been many that's gone since I was here the last time. If I come back next year, there'll still be some here tonight won't be here. I may not be here myself. But God will always be. Let he who is the Holy Spirit prove now that I've said the truth. Now be real reverent, if you will, for just a moment. Give me your undivided attention, but pray. All I ask you to do is pray. I cannot say, let me have you. I have to watch for the Holy Spirit. Now be real reverent. This is something after preaching like this, isn't it? And I haven't even been out praying no more than studying the Bible for the message. But I believe God, He told me that. I'll even turn my back to you if you want to see if it's not me. Now I'm a man. But the promise of God, it's the age, it's the hour. Don't you fail to see it. Now you, brother. I'm going to let the audience see behind me. The Bible said that the angel of the Lord had his back turned. Now, you know it. I'm telling you, it isn't me. I have nothing to do with it. It's the angel of the Lord. How many of you understand that?
Amen.
I'm a sinner saved by grace. But God has to work through somebody. Man is God's agent. I see a man you're talking to, the deaf and dumb. Of course, they realize and understand. I see that. I mean something that's a miracle. Not say that man's deaf and dumb. The Lord says to me, there's somebody in here got kidney trouble. Yes, but who is it? Who are you? Where did he come from? What caused it? How did he get well? That's it. We don't want psychology. We want truth.
Amen.
God's Bible, the truth.
Yes.
May the God of heaven, who will honor his word, grant tonight that my hands will be free. The blood of no man upon me. I've told the truth, Lord, as far as I know it. You help me that the people might know that the message is true. To Jesus' name, O God, somewhere in this building, the unseen one. Make yourself known, Lord, if I can find grace in your sight. Forgive me of all my trespasses. And use me tonight, Lord, if you want to bring this place and this elect out of the city tonight that's come to the meeting, that you might confirm it, Lord, to the truth that I've told the truth to them. Let it be known that you're Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your power is the same. And you sent me for this purpose. I pray in Christ's name. I just want you to pray. Now you may raise your hand. This woman's sitting here now. If you, I pray that God will let you see this. Can you see that light hanging over this woman sitting right here at the end? Right here at the end, a little heavy set woman. Got her hands up. I believe you raised your hand a while ago, and I know nothing about you. So if God can reveal to me what you're there for, you might not want nothing. I cannot tell you. But if you reveal to me what you're there for, or something that's in your life, something that's in your heart, something that you've done, or something you ought not have done, would you believe me to be His servant, that His Spirit? Would you believe that, lady? You know with your hand up, I don't know nothing about you as far as your life. I think you might have seen me, and I might have seen you, because I've been to Phoenix lots of times. But I don't know you. That's one thing I do not know. That's true. I don't know one thing about you. But if the Lord would reveal to me something, then it's you've caught the Holy Spirit there. This girl might say, show me, I can't do it. It's her. It's the woman that touched His garment that He turned to. He said, I do nothing until the Father shows me. St. John 5:19. But that light's hanging over the woman. I'm looking right at it. And if that light be the same light that followed the children of Israel, when it was here on earth, it was made manifest in a body of flesh called the Son of God. That was Jehovah in the light. Jehovah was manifested or tabernacled in His Son, which was the created Son, Jesus Christ. He said, I come from God and I go to God. A little after that, Paul was on his road down after his death, burial, and resurrection, was on his road to Damascus, and that same light blinded him. He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. Now, please, I ask you, don't move around. Please don't. You broke that then. No matter how hard you try, preach, talk, beg, persuade, America's the worst place in the world, Heaven, even to this time. I went into a Hottentot land where 500 cows were set to listen to me, and not even one moon would come. This intellectual world is, this United States is doomed to hell as certain as I'm standing this pulpit. There's not one hope for this nation. Mark it in your Bible. See if I'm right or wrong. If I be God's prophet, He'll manifest it now. Who was that woman? Somewhere. Was it this one? Over there? All right. It's gone from you now, sister. I don't see it, but may He reveal it. That not their sin be yours. Yes, there it is again. The woman's praying for a condition. She has a condition in her body. She's had a surgery. That was a gallbladder operation. And now she's caused some kind of a condition. She's vomiting all. Got a vomit in this kind of a nervous condition in the stomach. It's caused her to vomit. But she's also praying for somebody else. And that's a man. A brother-in-law, I believe. That's right. And he's got stomach trouble. And he's shattered all over darkness. He's a sinner. That's what it is. He's a sinner. Those things are true. Is that right? All right. Do you believe that with all your heart? Then may you receive that which you've asked for. May you find it. Just the way that you've asked for. God bless you. How about someone else up in here somewhere? Way back. Be where you are. Pray. Somebody doesn't know me. You do this. You say, Lord God, that man doesn't know me or know nothing about me. Let it be known tonight. Let me know it, Lord. All the people that know me will know. That's the way to do it. See if it's true. Just pray. Your husband wants healing too. Sitting right back there. Believe with all your heart. That growth will lead. That's true. I mean, you know, you or your husband. Here's a woman sitting right through here. She's kind of a middle-aged woman. Sitting right out here looking at me. Kind of green. She's praying for a friend of hers. That friend has a bad cold. That is right, isn't it, lady? And they take care of like crippled children or something like that. They pray or take care of them. You believe with all your heart to be healed? Do you? If you believe it, they will receive it. If you will believe it. The lady right back here has got and ask that. They're missing it. Went right over top of that lady and turned black as she could be right over because she never heeded to it. She turned right black and muffy and come over like that. She failed. Oh, Lord God, do something. Help. I pray, Lord. Don't give them something that'll shake them, Lord. Here, there's a lady sitting right out here in the row praying she's got asthma, asthmatic condition. Her name's Miss Lake. You believe with all your heart? All right, Miss Lake, stand up on your feet. I don't know you, but go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Don't get scared now. If he knows Simon Peter who he was, he knows who she is, too. You believe? How about in this section? Back in here, you believe? Lady sitting here looking at me. Lights over the woman. She's got a diabetic condition that's bothering her eyes. That's right. She's got something wrong with her shoulder. It was caused in an automobile accident. Mrs. Sarah, that's your name, isn't it? All right, now you can go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe? What about way back? Way in the building. Here's this man sitting back here with a red jacket on, praying for your friend. You believe he'll get healed? You do it? All right. Raise up your hand and say, you stand up for him. Right back there on the right hand side. One, two, three, four persons down. Stand up with a red jacket, praying that your friend, about your friend there. Believe with all your heart there. Raise up and accept the healing of your friend. Go home and find him well. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is still God. Can you say from this time, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here among you people? Now, will you have it, you that's burdened down with something, will you come here and stand for a word of prayer? While you know that the Holy Spirit is here, I did that for one thing, for the glory of God, that you who wants to be delivered from your troubles, come down here and stand here. You that wants to know God as your Savior and wants to be filled with His Spirit, come down. All the Father has given me will come to me, said our Lord. All that the Father has given me will come. But no man can come except my Father draws him. And all that he draws will come to me. I'm speaking in his spirit tonight. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. You shall find rest to your soul. Quit being frustrated and wondering about. You'll never be any closer until you meet him face to face. For remember, in the Bible, thus saith the Holy Spirit, he's in your midst. How can you doubt he's proved that his presence is here? Come all ye now that wants to find him as your Savior, wants to find pardon and grace for your sins that you've committed. Yet you want to love him, you want to do what's right, but never had the power to do it. Rise from your seat and come here now. I call you in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that the Holy Spirit speaking in my heart, that indifference and prejudice and everything exists amongst the people. Come get that out of your soul right now. The canker will canker you. Love and sweetness is the only thing that God will recognize. God bless you, ladies. These people stand here weeping like babies. That's what God loves. Come every soul of sin oppressed, there is mercy with the Lord. Who can go from this building tonight and call God to any other sign that he ever promised that would be? Church member, lukewarm church member that knows no more than I've been a Methodist, Baptist, or a Pentecost, or a Presbyterian. You know God no more than that and never met him on those sacred sands. You don't know no more than that. I call you to the altar. And remember, at the day of the judgment, your blood's off my hands. You will never meet God in peace, never go to heaven until you're born of the Spirit of God with an experience that you know that something happened. And you might take some emotion, some intellectual conception, but you'll find that it fails when it comes to the end of the road. I mean the baptism of the Holy Spirit to meet God. face to face. Then your life is changed. You're no more the same. Your life is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith, goodness, mercy. That's what's in your life. While we sing slowly once more, so I'll be sure tonight, we're going to start healing service. Come every soul of sin oppressed, my brother, if you will accord it for us. There's mercy with the Lord. Let the singer now come forth, if you will. Come every soul now of sin oppressed. The Holy Spirit giving an invitation to come lovely, sweetly down. You might have seen the sick healed. That's true. We've had that for years. We've had that all down through the ages. But never did you ever see this to this age. And this is the last sign that God promised to His church, as it was in the days of Sodom, before the fire. How long was it before the fire fell? After that sign was done to the church spiritual? Remember, it wasn't to the church intellectual, church spiritual. All right. Let us sing softly now, if you will.
Come every soul of sin oppressed.
Won't you come now? We are standing here now, brethren, Christian believers. Would you be interested now in helping pray with someone that they might find the Lord Jesus here to their soul? Move right up here close now and move around. Everyone now, while we're singing, that those who are Christians and interested in people getting saved, you'd like to come and join prayer with them. Come now.
Only trust Him. Only trust Him.
Brother David, with the princess, would you come here just a moment? While you're around the altar, each one of you now, I want to give just a moment's instructions while the audience will be quiet just for a moment. I want each one of you to remember that God is here promising self. Here He appears before us tonight. Infallible proof that He's raised from the dead and is alive tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, in this Madison Square Garden. Listen to me, my poor friend. Listen to me, my brother, sister. He'll never be any more real till you see Him coming in glory. He promises, and remember, He said, as it was in the days of Sodom, before the fire fell, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Watch exactly. Now, this is the church spiritual, although it's dying, you see that. And that's predicted to be that way. But it would receive its last message by the same sign that appeared at Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you understand? That makes the Holy Spirit right here now. Jesus Christ, the resurrected one. Now, a gift that's sent to the church will never operate unless somebody is out there to operate it. Gifts are not operated by random. It's operated by the power of God. Amen. And the power of God in your life brings the power of the Lord to me to speak to me and tell me those different things. I know none of those people. Ask them.
Whatever happens, I know nothing about it. There's no contact at all. I'm just coming here tonight to sit down. Many of those people, wherever it was, raise your hands right now. Ever who was called, if you're still in here, ever who you was, and I didn't know you, and you know I don't know a thing about what was said, would you raise up just to prove to people that it's right? Ever who I was called, ever who was called out. Somebody back in here was called out, wasn't it? Yeah, there's one, two, three, four, five, six. Six that I know standing right here still in the building that raises their hands. I don't know them, know nothing about them, as far as I ever know, never seen them in my life. But it just keeps revealing, speaking. That's exactly what Jesus said would take place in this day just before the fire fell.
Amen.
Got her hands in Russia to go up to the to bring it down. Judgment upon the nation. Another Nebuchadnezzar, another Babylon, fixing to take over the place. Exactly what God predicted would do. For he put in the hearts of those people to bring revenge upon the earth, to take the revenge of the blood of the saints that died. We are here. We're at the end time. Friend, don't notice me, because I'm just a man. There's nothing to me, just a Christian. But it's the Holy Spirit that's here working to prove himself here. Remember, he's here. Now, you believe it with all your heart. Tell him right now that you believe that he's here, his presence has called you, and you want your sins forgiven, you want to be his servant, be sincere about it. Raise